Jade's joined a new club.
Jade, you went out looking for pine cones.
I'm out here collecting pine cones, which are great for the fire.
Yeah, just going to lock myself in and just punch some cones for a couple of days.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, that's what a lot of people probably think this Pinecone Club is all about. So, obviously...
But it's not. It's about pine cones.
It is about pine cones. Legit pine cones. So, I went pine cone hunting on the weekend. Collected a lot for my fireplace.
Yep.
And then I made this video. It's actually on our Facebook page. You can check it out. And when I posted it onto my Instagram, I did all the hashtag, you know, pine cones of Instagram. hashtag pine cone. Hashtag cone post. And I ended up getting all these different pine cone accounts following me and interacting, and it's a very friendly world, unlike the crochet groups I'm in, which are very mean.
Are they real?
They are. Yeah, you missed it last week when you were away, Maddie.
The crochet groups are like mean girls, really savage, really terrible.
I'm disowning the crochet groups, but the Pinecone Club is a whole different experience.
Light and
really
bright.
Loving.
Yeah.
Everyone cares about each other. So basically, one Instagram I follow is Pinecone Daily. They put up a picture of a pinecone daily in different situations and scenarios out in nature. So there's this one where people have stacked firewood for their fire,
yep.
And they've perfectly positioned four pine cones that have fallen off a tree on the odd, lump of firewood.
Yeah.
Skeeter 805 wrote, "That's cone-tastic."
Oh, no.
Yes.
Jade, I love the lows that you go to get new followers. Like the pine cone appreciation.
Well, this is just a random photo on the group, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Another picture, for instance, from Pinecone Daily. It was from backcountry_bounty. He goes, "What a great place to be a cone." And it's a picture of this pine cone overlooking what would be a creek, you know, with all this water
like
cascading.
A bubbling brook.
Yeah, with all these pine cones around the bank. And it's just the tip of the pine cone. Like, they've taken the picture from behind as if it's overlooking the scene. It's
just
fantastic.
The tip, eh?
There's also, okay, a pine cone that's then been placed in a brook. Flowing brook, we can see the pebbles underneath. And then we've got a message from Skeeter 805 again. She's really active in this group. she's written, "I feel certain parts of this cone should be blurred out for privacy, being naked in a creek and all." And then she's done the peach emoji because the pine cone's naked having a bath. In the brook.
This is what COVID-19 has done to society.
Yeah,
people are just absolutely losing their small minds.
But then, guys, I found the Pinecone Club, and this is a specific group where they actually share different types of pine trees. For instance, there's a picture of the Norway spruce pine cone, and an example of the pine cone of that particular pine tree. And it's great because Paper Town Pottery writes, "Ah, this is my big spirit tree in our yard, in brackets, and the backdrop for most of my photos," close brackets. "It's my favourite." And then the Pinecone Club's written back and responded, and they've written, "At Paper Town Pottery, I do recognise it from your photos. It looks like it's got a lot of cones."
This is cool.
It's really friendly.
Yeah. And it's great. You know what this makes me realise?
What?
Every single thing in the world has been thought of, and there's an Instagram account for it, there's fans for it, as small and mundane as you might think something is, there's somebody who's really into it.
Yeah, and then Pinecone Club, they've actually made badges. So, you know, iron-on patches?
Yeah.
They've actually got their own Pinecone Club iron-on patch that you can buy.
Have you sent the message yet? Requesting one
freebie?
Popped in the mail?
I haven't hit them up for a freebie just yet.
No, she's waiting to be able to send the audio of this segment so that she can.
So there you go, guys. Get on it if you love pine cones, because it's a really nice, supportive group, and you'll get a lot of enjoyment out of it, unlike the crocheting world.
Which is mean and nasty, as
we found. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Yeah, I'm going to let you in on some rumours about Taylor Swift taking back control of her music, because she had all those issues about being able to buy it back. Also, too, a bit of a COVID update this time on Betty White, because everyone's interested in how she's going over in the States.
I'm sorry, I thought she'd passed away. She's still alive.
Yeah, don't put that out there in the universe.
Acting. Far out.
Betty White will never pass on. Yeah, she's immortal, that woman.